Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
From Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish-speaking people. I'm Jesse. Whoa, maybe I should turn on your mic. Jamie, hello.
I'm Jamie.
And we are joined in studio today for a guest-curated session with Pen Pal Aloha.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Or should we say aloha?
Aha.
Jesse and I already made that joke to each other today. Boy, we've got Steve, we got Craig, we got Lee in studio. If you want to, you say your name just so we know whose voice is saying what.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hi, I'm Craig.
Hi, I'm Lee.
You understood the assignment perfectly. Totally nailed it.
First test in the bag.
Yeah, we can wrap it up here. We've done all that needs doing. Welcome to the show, folks, and thanks for joining us in studio. We're very excited to have you here to talk about your upcoming record and the upcoming record release show and wherever else the conversation might take us.
Yeah. So I guess, like, first things first. Because you're a new band. It's actually like a little inside baseball. Like, it's been a second since we've had a really fresh new band on the show. We keep having, like, returning guests. So let's get your origin story a little bit. Where are you guys from? How did you meet? And, like, how did the band get together?
How long is the show?
I was just going to say, how much time do we have?
Oh, let's get the lore.
Steve?
So Craig and I know each other. We met in Korea. While we were both teaching English back in 2014, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. And we ended up playing in a band while we were there called Domino Police Box. And, you know, unbeknownst to both of us, we both knew that we were going to be moving back to Canada. Craig's from the UK, but his wife is from here, or from Canada, not BC. But anyways... I think the plan was for you to go to Toronto.
Correct.
And I was going to come here, Vancouver.
Yeah.
And, but then, you know, the, I don't know, stars aligned and we both ended up here. And, yeah, and that kind of, like, sparked an interest in, like, continuing music. Mm-hmm. And,
For 2019, I think, when we started the band.
2019 yeah. is when we started the band. We had another bass player, Shane Roberts, who was our first bass player.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Shane, if you're listening. Yeah, unfortunately, he had to stop playing with us due to some back issues. So, and then entered the scene. Lee. Lee joined the fold in... What was
it? I think it was 2021. Late 2021.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's kind of the skinny. I don't know. Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it. That's the Coles Notes, I think.
Yeah, Coles Notes.
And you guys were all playing in bands, I guess, like, prior to coming together, and, like, I guess you had mentioned that you were kind of new to Vancouver as a scene.
Yeah, 2017 we both moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, we've been playing together in Korea for mm-hmm. a few years prior to that. But even, like, growing up as kids and stuff, played in bands for years, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
What was it like trying to, I guess, familiarize yourself, networking, should I say, within Vancouver as a music scene? Because it is, like, famously difficult, but when you're in, you're in, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey. It's been, you know, yeah, like you said, you know, none of us grew up here. I'm originally from Saskatchewan, Craig's from the UK, Lee's from Ontario. So, obviously... You know, we didn't have a huge network. And that's something that we're still, you know, building slowly, even though I feel like we've been, I mean, 2019 is when we started. But
something happened in the middle there.
Yeah, there was that. There was like that thing. Something. Some kind of pandemic.
I keep forgetting about that. My goodness. But what do you think of this period, this blank space?
I think our first gig was booked for March 2020.
Yeah.
And oh yeah.
Is that at the Fox? And it just got pulled straight away.
Was it the Fox? Or
I think
was
it the Fox.
Yeah, might have been.
Maybe it wasn't.
It was, what was that other place?
I don't remember.
Place that shut down the rail. Railway?
Railway. Railway.
Yes.
Railway.
Yeah.
But there was a never had a chance lot of first shows there.
Yeah. We never had a chance.
Oh, no.
We had a show lined up in the, yeah.
I think we, Jesse and I played there once prior to its, like, Donnellification. Because is that how you say it?
Donnellyification.
Donnellyification.
Right.
When it was like pretty.
I was like, what's that word?
Yeah. it was still pretty grimy. It was a beautiful grime to it though.
Yeah.
It was the last Scramdev show. Then I played there once in its like new version, and just like the heart was kind of taken from it. I was gonna say meaner words to it, but it was a beautiful space. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But, we've got the origin story in the bag. Before we get to your new stuff, because we are here to talk about the new record, let's dig into some of the older stuff. Is there a quintessential Pen Pal Aloha song that you think kind of characterizes, like, the early version of this band?
Well, on Bandcamp, what's the two early songs on Bandcamp?
The Chameleon.
Chameleon,
and the other one. I forget his name.
Don't Waste It.
Don't Waste It. Yeah, those are the first two that we recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From that early beginning era type thing.
While we're talking about the beginnings,
Let's go right back to the beginning.
What can you tell us about Chameleon?
Chameleon.
We did not practice.
That's how long
it's
ago
one of
was.
Your songs.
It's one of our songs. It's one of the early ones. Where do you want to go? Like lyrical content?
Yeah, sure.
There's a lot of heavy delay on it in terms of guitar. It's a song. I mean, like the title says, it's a chameleon, a metaphor for someone who is constantly trying to adapt to different situations. And for myself, I think that's something that I've always kind of struggled with is being that people pleaser. And so the song is kind of representative of that kind of sentiment.
Great. Well, let's get into it. This is Chameleon by Pen Pal Aloha.
Savage train.
Chameleon by Pen Pal Aloha, who are in studio with us now. Welcome back, folks.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You didn't really go anywhere, I guess. We were here the whole time. The first song you've released is the one we just heard, Chameleon. Early days in the band, we heard off air, no, we heard on air last time we were here, that you had planned to play your first show at the Railway Club, and then that was canceled. What was your actual first show?
The actual first show was Bullies.
Bullies Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's where, well, not that show, but that venue is where I first saw you guys, because I went to support my great co-host, Jamie, and see his wonderful band, Self Care. So I saw you guys there and had a blast, and also love that venue. Isn't Bullies great?
Bullies is great, yeah.
It's amazing.
I love it. Yeah. I love what they've done with the, like, with the recent renovations.
Yeah, the new stage.
And the,
yeah.
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 Yeah, super fun.
They're also like a fairly fun Instagram account to follow. Like, I love seeing Rob's face go, "Hi, my name's Rob, and I'm in the studio out of New Westminster." It's really, and he does a good job of like giving tips to bands that are just starting up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pushing 40, and I'm just kind of like, "Oh, these are great advice, Rob. Thank you."
Yeah.
But yeah, so you played there a couple of times, like. In your time establishing yourself in Vancouver, have you like found venues that you prefer more than others? You don't have to say the ones that you hate, but like, what venues have you really enjoyed playing at?
Well, Bullies for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The Fox. We really like playing the Fox.
Cabaret, yeah.
Yeah, Fox Cabaret. What else have you played?
Redgate.
Redgate.
Redgate's great.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think. We've played other places.
I mean, those are some pretty highlights, right? Like, the Fox is cool because it's like a real theater setup, but it
sounds great.
And you know, it's not huge, right? So as like an up and coming band, you can have a show that isn't like, "Oh, look at this giant cavernous space with no one."
Yeah, totally.
You can have a crowd that's reasonable and still get that that theater playing in a theater experience.
I think. Yeah. Contrast to the Roxy, how many people watched it at the Roxy? My wife.
I think that was our second
Lee's
show,
friend. Right? Not by it, I think.
Nothing romantic about inviting friends to the Roxy. Like, "Hey, man, play the Roxy on a Wednesday."
Yeah. There's a lot of baggage that has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, yeah, but it's the Roxy. Like, I love your band. I want to see you. I want to support you, but... You know, regardless of its status as a music venue, there's just the club, the Roxy, and everything that sort of entails that surrounds it.
The friends with PTSD from the early 20s, and I'm just like, I can't go back there ever again.
Land or Lose is also great.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about Lannis. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Lannis.
That's great, too.
Yeah.
Just down the road from where we're recording, at our 312 Main Studio.
Yeah, great, iconic venue. And, like, what I've loved about Lannis is their willingness to, like, let kind of anyone play, regardless of their place in the scene.
Yeah.
There are some places that are, like, tough to get in because, like, you kind of need to be, like, welcomed in, which is, like, rightfully so. Sometimes you need gatekeepers for larger venues.
Yeah.
But, like, Lannis is really great at how it brings people in. I don't know if you've had that experience with them.
Oh, totally. I mean, the first DIY show that we organized was at Lannis. And, they made it really easy to set something up. So,
What was the punk brunch we did?
That was at Lannis.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Did you do that still?
That was fun. Oh, it was...
do we still
what's
do,
his
you
name?
Know, the punk
I don't know. I remember that they did do that.
Yeah, I don't think they're not doing it anymore. But yeah, that was
a lot of fun.
That was a cool little thing they had going on for a while.
Yeah.
The guy who was promoting it, I think he just took a step back. But
Promo's hard. Yeah. Promo's hard.
Yeah,
but you know all about that because you got a big bad show coming up here for a new EP. New music from you guys coming out, this week. It's May 29th that you guys are releasing everything. You guys have a couple singles that have come out already on top of the back catalog that you already have. Like, for me, as a listener of your band, like, you guys really scratch the itch in terms of the genres that I circle around. Like, alternative, like, pop, punk, adjacent stuff that, like... Yeah. Just you get a whiff of Replacements from it. Like, what are you siphoning from influence wise? Like, what's the soundscape that you guys are trying to capture when you're putting this music out?
It's a good question.
Think of it as like, who do you like? Yeah. If you could be one band, what band would
I mean,
be?
We're all like 90s kids, right?
Yeah.
So all our music sort of foundation was sort of built, you know, 90s alternative. Again, being from the UK as well, I bring a lot of my UK-ness to the band.
I mean, we all grew up kind of listening to, I mean, I think Lee as well. I mean, we're all like punk. Right?
Yeah, Rancid, Green Day, that was like those kind of bands.
Foundation. A lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the way we've always described it is like, what is it? What did we say in our bio?
It says a Vancouver rock band.
Look, you weren't lying. But yeah, there's a little more going on than just like the straight. You're playing with a little bit more. So like, while you can taste the punk that's in it, there's something more with the rhythms. Like, you get it from your bass playing, Lee. You get it from the guitar tones using Steve. Like, what are the other things that are kind of informing those extra bits that kind of develop on the punk ideals that you're bringing to your music? Like, what is it that you like from those sounds, essentially?
I'm always a big fan of delay. I like to, and especially as a three piece, you know, it's nice. It kind of like thickens things up, and so there's a lot of that. And I guess, I mean, bands,
the police,
yeah,
big influence,
the police, yeah.
You're talking about the institute institution of the offices of the law, right? Not the band.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
But I mean, we like a lot of like bands like Japan Droids and
Winter Sleep,
and Tokyo Police Club, and so a lot of that kind of like, I guess indie rock as well. Yeah. You know, so there's that.
What is like the process for when you're writing a song? Like, are you thinking about like, oh, I want to write a song that sounds like this, is it just like, hey, we're jamming and this is what happens? Like, how
it's
conscious
pretty
is
organic.
That process?
It's like, I mean, I think for overall, most of our songs, it's just us kind of jamming in the space and. You know, coming up with ideas. I mean, sometimes it'll be, you know, maybe I'll have a riff or Lee will have a riff or, you know, but I'd say, like, generally speaking, it's just kind of organic, which is fun, you know?
Yep.
It's fun to do it that way.
You have these long jams for like 6-7 minutes. And out of that, it's like,
we find a nugget.
Yeah. You know? And then go for it.
There's that riff. We got 15 seconds of it. Yeah. Yeah, no, like, I get that. It's kind of an interesting approach, especially for a band that's rooted in punk, right? Because, like, there's typically, like, there's some hardline structures in punk music, but you can also tell that there's more going on, right?
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that it's more than just, like, look how much delay I can throw on. Yeah. You guys want this to sound huge, chunky?
Yeah.
But, so, I guess... Like, let's start directing towards the new stuff, I suppose. Mm-hmm. We heard Chameleon to kick things off. How has the new music different in terms of your approach? Or, like, or do you find yourself a more mature songwriting group now? Like, what are your thoughts on the new music relative to the old music?
What do you think, Kirk?
Lee?
Lee's like, the bass player is so much better now.
It's I think we tend to write songs quicker. Like Radio, which is the first single, I think, of the new EP, I think we wrote that pretty late. In like 30 minutes,
it was just
a jam, and it just all came together pretty quickly.
It was like a sound check. We were just basically like
just getting levels, right?
Getting levels, and that came up. Like, we came up with that idea,
yeah. And then there wasn't too much to add to it, you know.
No.
So I think it's things like that. Yeah, over time, it's just like, if it sounds good, don't mess too much with it. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's definitely something I've noticed.
Well, I think that's the benefit of familiarity, too. Yeah. Right? Like, you know, when you're starting out as a band, it can be hard to know, like, what your sound is, right? Or how you're going to write songs. And then, you know, adding a new member, it can take some time to get to the point where you're like, hey, we play as a band, as opposed to like, hey, it's us and the new guy, right? And like, how does it fit? So I imagine that probably plays into like being able to just sort of lock into a jam like that relatively quickly.
Right? Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And having known this guy, Steve, for 11 years now, when he suggests a drum idea through, like, I don't know, some random, like, noises, I can now decipher that.
You know, the
pretty quickly. Yeah. Oh, like that? Okay, yeah, sure.
You know that one.
Yeah. So that definitely...
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about that, too. Yeah. I mean, we've been playing together for so long now that we kind of read each other's thoughts.
Yeah. But not those thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, not all the time.
Not all the thoughts.
Well, let's hear that new song, Radio. Yeah. Cool.
And when we come back, I'm going to put a spotlight on Lee for a second. All right. Going to chat bass.
It's going to
chat
bass. It's going to be a literal spotlight. Yeah. You won't see it on the radio, but it's there.
Yeah.
back on the Vancouver mixtape. That was Radio by Pen Pal Aloha, who are in studio with us right now. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. And that's right, you just heard Lee, and now it's time for the bass spotlight.
I just wanted to, like, ask about your approach. Like, what's your approach to writing bass for these songs? Because, like, a lot of pop punk, it either, like, doesn't demand a lot from a bass player, and it's very easy to, like, overdo it, right? And I think you do a really great job of like, walking that line. For me, like, the bass player that I always point to is not a pop punk bass player, but I always loved Eric Judy from Modest Mouse. I thought he just had a really great job of being melodic like you are. I'm just kind of, I'm curious as to how you toe that line. Like, where do you find that sweet spot of being interesting without, like, overtaking a song?
I think it's just experience. Like, yeah. I think when I was younger, I was trying to put too much into the songs, and then it's just about finding that right balance, right? Where trying to be melodic but not overdo it, where you're like stepping all over the singer, and you know, you just got to find your space in there.
Yeah.
Some of my biggest influences, I think, are probably Geddy Lee.
Of course.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge fan.
What kind of bass do you have, Lee?
I have the Geddy Lee signature.
My favorite personal moment with you was because we played Line of Lose with you one time, and I think I just, like, I was fiddling around on an Incubus B-side. That, and you're just like, hey, that's Crowded Elevator by Incubus. I'm like, oh my god, a man after my own heart.
Huge fan of Dirk Lance as well.
Dude, I love him as a bass player. Oh man, RIP. Though he's not dead, he's just like not in Incubus anymore. But but yeah, no, like it's bass is a hard instrument, and people like us don't get enough credit, is what I'm saying.
It's true.
Yeah, you two can go home. We're just going to talk. The three of us are going to talk bass.
Thanks for having us.
We did listen to Radio. That's off of the new EP that's coming out on Thursday.
I don't think we have mentioned the name of the new EP.